So that's all the Riders needed. A running back who can grind out more than 200 yards on the ground. Well, it took pressure off the O-line, which allowed Trevor Harris time to look through his reads when he did throw the ball. It wore down the Stampeders' defense. And, you know, really, you'd better not lose when your running back has a game for the record books. And Raquel, don't call me Rock, Armistead did just that. All through the winless skid, we knew the Riders weren't as bad as the record was showing, just like they weren't as good as their early season winning streak would indicate. This was a game not dictated by one player having a spectacularly bad game or by the command center. The Riders played football and won, although against a team with the worst record in the league. However, the Stampeders had just tied the best team in the league the week before. So as we hit the home stretch in this CFL season, it truly seems any team can win or lose to any other team. You won't get 200 yards in the ground every game, but if the Riders are to succeed, the overall team performance of Friday has to be the new minimum acceptable standard. I'm Murray Wood.